This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. Gas prices are up nearly 4 cents from last week in Arizona, according to Gas Buddies Fuel Insight. And experts expect prices to rise to $4 per gallon by April in the United States. That's in part why Democratic Senators Mark Kelly of Arizona and Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire want to suspend the federal gas tax for the remainder of the year. The bill announced Wednesday could prove popular during an election year where the national gas price average is about $3.45 a gallon. Aldo Vasquez with AAA Arizona says there's a lot driving up prices at the pump.
There's three issues. One, it's winter weather. It's the issues going on around the globe, predominantly with Russia. And then just the fact that the supply of crude oil that we have just hasn't really caught up to pre-pandemic levels.
The federal gas tax has remained at 18.4 cents per gallon since 1993. The tax revenue is placed in a trust fund created for highway construction and public transit. The federal bill proposes that the Treasury Department transfer general funds into the trust fund to make up for lost tax revenue and to ensure oil and gas companies are passing along the savings to consumers. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASAs, are volunteers that work with the court system and advocate for children in foster care. There is a huge shortage of volunteers, but as Cronkite News' Sedona Meadows reports, some innovations brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic may make it easier for people to become a CASA volunteer.
It's like establishing a friendship.
Stephanie Webster became a court-appointed special advocate in 2015. Since then, she's advocated for both young children and teens.
You picked this case, so you want to be their friend, but you need to know them. You need to learn about every part of their case.
Webster now helps train new CASAs, and the majority of that training is online. CASA training specialist Marcelle Manriquez is a part of the organization's new virtual training created during the pandemic.
We are really pleased with the results that we've gotten from doing virtual, and so we are gearing up to keeping that around and making sure that we have that as an option for individuals.
Manriquez leads several of the virtual training sessions that include close to 500 volunteers from all over the state. In the past, the 30 hours of training CASAs need was only available in person, which Manriquez says limited who could become a CASA.
We don't want training to be the one thing that's holding you back from being able to then help a child.
1,200 CASAs are currently serving over 1,400 children, but that still leaves over 12,000 children in the care of the Department of Child Services who do not have a CASA. The virtual training requires 15 hours of in-class work and 15 hours working on your own. Manriquez says the virtual option is here to stay.
We will continue to keep the virtual option up and running so that we can hit some of those other individual situations that don't allow them to come in person.
Webster, like many other CASAs, still keeps in touch with former clients who have aged out of the system, including one who she considers like a grandchild.
She keeps in touch with me all the time, and she comes to me with a lot of questions, but I see the growth, and I think that she's going to have a great life.
Thanks in part to the help of CASAs like Stephanie Webster. Sedona Meadows, Cronkite News.
Another change that came because of COVID is that many court hearings are held virtually. This makes it easier for everyone, including CASAs, to attend. For more information on becoming a CASA volunteer, you can go to azcasavolunteer.org. The Arizona Senate's Education Committee has approved a major expansion of the state school voucher program. All Republicans backed the proposal on Tuesday over protests from minority Democrats who called the bill a slap in the face of voters who rejected a slightly larger expansion in 2018. Glendale Republican Senator Paul Boyers' bill would make all children attending schools with a high percentage of low-income families or who qualify for free or reduced-price lunches eligible for the state voucher program. Children of police, firefighters, nurses, and military veterans would also qualify. The program allows parents to take state funding and pay for religious or other private education and education costs. Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman gave her annual State of Education presentation at the Arizona Capitol Tuesday. The looming March 1st deadline to lift the spending limit on education is at the top of her agenda. Superintendent Hoffman told the Senate Education Committee that the state education system faces a ticking time bomb. She also said without immediate action from the legislature, school districts across the state will have to cut their budgets by 16%.
For educators and school staff across the state, a 16% reduction in budgets will mean layoffs amid the already crisis-level teacher shortage. It will mean furloughed bus drivers who may never return to their jobs if they are let go now. For students and their parents and guardians, these cuts will mean losing access to academic programs, extracurricular, high-quality teachers, and even school closures.
In the past, raising the spending limit was a routine matter with bipartisan support. But this year, a number of Republican lawmakers have said they won't consider the waiver until a lawsuit regarding Proposition 208 is settled in court. We had help today from Sedona Meadows, and thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.